Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, these security cameras are getting better and better. I'd like to know which one they were using on this one. This, what county is this? Polk County, the sheriff's office, they provided for a broadcast. A Florida man breaking into an apartment stealing ingredients to make a morning screwdriver. Young guy. You can see pretty good detail. You can see this face pretty good. 5:30 in the morning, he breaks into an apartment, gets some OJ. Get some vodka. You can clearly see in several pictures. Only $35 worth of stuff that he got away with. But so much for, yeah, it's being too early in the morning for drinking. This guy obviously couldn't get a morning drink fast enough. A screwdriver, some fruit juice, and some vodka. And it was this week, by the way. They celebrate this week National Screwdriver Day. I learned something this week. I'm not much into drinking. So some of y'all probably know. It's fruit. A screwdriver is fruit juice, vodka. That's pretty much like it could be orange juice, cranberry juice, something like that. Why did they call it a screwdriver? Because in World War II, our soldiers would take a screwdriver to open up the cans of juice in order to mix it with vodka. Mm-hmm.
Much of what we see happening around us today results from decades of failure in American education. Americans are increasingly divided over what policies are best for our country. And so that's why I'd like to invite you to make a year-end gift to Hillsdale College in their mission to preserve the blessings of civil and religious liberty through a proper education. Hillsdale College is leading an American revival. Over 3.5 million citizens have enrolled in one or more of Hillsdale's free online courses. Thousands of young Americans are enrolled in over 90 Hillsdale-affiliated K-12 schools, and 6.4 million Americans receive Imprimis 10 times a year. Hillsdale does all of this while refusing to accept one penny of taxpayer funding. Hillsdale's independence means that they rely on the support of citizens like you who understand the importance of education and liberty. You can make your tax-deductible year-end gift at DanaForHillsdale.com. That's DanaForHillsdale.com. On behalf of our friends at Hillsdale College, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
He's the author of a new book. Sounds like a great stocking stuffer. Cancel Culture Dictionary, an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun. All right. Jimmy Failla. Jimmy Failla from Fox News describes himself as a trophy husband. Thing is, it's more like a participation trophy, right, Jimmy?
Boom! There it is.
Yeah.
You still got it, Serge.
How are you, bud?
Better now, man. So yeah. That was to get your energy back into my life, man. Yeah. I will tell you this. There's a lot of descriptions in that book that matter. The one where I say that I'm the best dressed man in cable news. Okay. And let's be clear. I catch a lot of, Gutfeld always gives me a hard time.
Oh, you're
about
serious?
My wardrobe.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm not serious. Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
okay.
Gutfeld likes to mock my jackets, but he's just mad because they don't come in kid sizes. That's all it is.
Well, it is Christmas. It is Salvation Army season, I guess. By Salvation Army standards and the thrift store, yes, you will be the best. You are the best. Dapper Don, best dressed guy on cable TV.
Well said.
All right, man. So, Cancel Culture Dictionary. Tell me about your work. How long did you work on this? Some of the stories put this together.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah. Okay. This book, as we bill it as an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun, we're doing that because I'm basically making the case to anybody. It doesn't really matter what political party you're in. Okay, cancel culture exists in our lives because of social media. But these people existed before social media. We had a word for them. They were called losers. Okay, social media allowed a lot of losers to find each other and use their outrage to, force action from big corporations, from TV networks.
Yeah.
But nothing's better off because of it. And that's the point I'm trying to make in the book, is that we're fighting the wrong battles. We've spent more time this summer fighting over Jason Aldean's song where he wants to stop violent criminals than we did over actual violent criminals.
Yeah.
You dig? We're madder at the guy with the guitar than the guy who's pushing the old lady onto the train tracks. Now, to be clear, if the old lady's a Knicks fan, she probably wants to get pushed onto the train tracks. But that being said, yeah. Aldean's not the bad guy. It's the other person doing the pushing.
Yeah, and the platform, as you rightfully mentioned, the platform for all this silliness is social media. I'm grateful for it. I mean, it's a product of the First Amendment and free expression in this country. But it's I was reflecting on this earlier with Jessica Rosenthal. We're talking about the lunacy on several American campuses, Harvard and Penn. Look, and we're not immune to it. Like here at our UT branch in South Texas, UT RGV, just this week I was playing some audio of mental midgets just parading around and advocating. They have no idea. They probably have no idea what they're advocating for, genocide of all Jews,
yep.
You know, from the river to the sea. Just monkey see, monkey do. They did it up northeast. We're going to do it as well down here. It's amazing, the ignorance. And within 24 to 36 months, pal, I mean, go figure, on social media. Look, in this country, hypersensitivity on race and culture and the Enlightenment, they were taking down statues. They were getting rid of Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, the Redskins. That was like 36 months ago. And now, blatant, open, unashamed anti-Semitism at campuses all across the nation. And directors doing nothing about it. They have to be hauled up to D.C. to talk with lawmakers about this. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've never been
the hypocrisy as well. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
Never been prouder to have gone to community college and majored in intro to Xbox. Because I didn't wind up, you know, hating America or accumulating a half a gazillion dollars in debt. Community college, I had to give a guy like a six pack of Stroh's to get in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got some common sense along the way, man. And that's kind of more what you need than anything right now, hey, I think, for being honest.
Hey, don't laugh too much at people majoring and stuff like that. I kid you not. Local schools, they have UIL competitions for video games now, like Xbox and the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing that. The change. Look, I'm all for free expression and all that, and thank God we live in America where we can do that. But those same people, those hypocrites long time ago who nixed and destroyed statues and symbols in corporations, all those idiots and hypocrites, I say bring them back. Bring everything back. It works both ways. It works both ways.
Yep.
That's the way it should be in America.
Nope.
And just a
show.
Quick final thought on your book, Cancel Culture Dictionary. Tell me about it. One final thought.
They can buy it at foxnewsbooks.com. If one of them buys it, it will double my sales. Right now we have my mom. I've been told my Aunt Fran is a maybe. But no, it's moving well. And it's basically, listen, I'm fixing the compass. The compass is broken in society. You know, everything we're going after, you mentioned a lot of it, like Native American mascots. Who the heck does that help? Okay, for all the problems Native Americans face, okay, the halftime show isn't one of them. Never mind that the Washington Redskins, okay, that logo was donated by a Native American tribe who wanted the chief's image on the helmet, okay, because a redskin was not a racial term. It was the highest honor of warrior that got to paint their face before leading the tribe into battle. But a bunch of woke white people were like, yeah, the Native Americans, this halftime show isn't okay. And then once you change the mascot, we move on as if we've actually made progress. And as you know, we haven't made any progress for that community, but that's the Florida cancel culture. It's not activism, it's slacktivism. It allows people to feel like they're making a difference on their phone by changing their profile picture to the Ukrainian flag. And then when they're done, they go Google Ukraine and find out where it is.
Thank you for being who you are, Jimmy. Always enjoy your work online, brother. You be safe.
You're the best, Serge.
Jimmy Failla, Cancel Culture Dictionary. Look for his new book.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana Lash. Dozens of granola bars and cereal products being recalled. Potential salmonella risk. Quaker Oat Company sending out this recall. Some of the items include Quaker Chewy Bars, Puff Granola Cereal. The company has not received any confirmed reports of illnesses, just FYI. And then there's this, a follow-up. You guys remember that story of applesauce pouches? Well, here's the latest headline on USA Today. The applesauce pouches recalled for lead contamination might have been contaminated intentionally. Yikes! U.S. Food and Drug Administration investigating whether the recalled cinnamon-flavored applesauce pouches sold nationwide and given to all sorts of kids. 65 kids got sick with lead poisoning as a result of this thing. Now the USDA is investigating if this lead poisoning was intentional somewhere in the supply chain. Stay tuned for details on that one. Move over, rotisserie chicken. Costco, the big box, has sold more than $100 million worth of gold bars. They did that last quarter. Costco began selling gold online in September. 1 ounce, 24 karat gold bar selling for about $2,000. They sell it online. Limit 2 bars of gold per Costco membership, and it sells out. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show from South Texas. Out of sheer obligation to acknowledge some of the day's news, I got to cover this next one. But a fired Democrat's Senate aide, a 24-year-old young man, who made a gay sex tape in a Senate room. This young man is facing criminal charges. He made a full-throttle, X-rated clip. It went viral. I don't know. See, I don't know about this. There are many in the gay community that want you, no matter what, by force, to accept their lifestyle. And you got to see it. You got to. I mean, that's why they parade, and they parade with nothing on, or maybe some S&M gear, and with dudes in high heels and trans and all that stuff that they enjoy in the one life that they have to live, that they're allowed to live. That's what they've chosen to enjoy and live, and that's their lifestyle. I don't care. Just don't put it in front of my kids. Don't be flashing your male bubble butt injected surgically enhanced butt in front of my kids. Don't let my kids see that. I don't let my kids see that. I don't let my kids see, women doing stuff like that. I got some healthy boys, but some of these folks in the gay community will force or want to force everybody to accept them no matter what. And I say this because I don't know if this young man, this Democrat senator, I just have my suspicion. It's just a suspicion. I'm just commenting here. Maybe he released it. Maybe he threw it out there because he wants everybody to see, wants everybody to accept. But you know what I find surprising? Look, this guy, this 24-year-old young man, Aiden Meese Kurpovsky, I don't know how to say his name, 24-year-old. He worked for Democrat Senator Ben Cardin. And it clearly shows two men, getting with it the way that gay men will, supposedly, right in this clip in that Senate room. And I'll leave it at that. Why are the Democrats not celebrating this? I seem to recall when Slick was in the White House, Bill Clinton, his behavior, his raunchy, unethical, abusive behavior as a subordinate, an intern, all this oral stuff, the cigarettes, all that stuff. Back then they were using the excuse to defend him that, it's just sex. It's just sex. Hey, that's private, whatever. They were defending him. They went to great lengths to defend him despite the fact that he literally soiled the Oval Office with his bodily, fluid and her dress as well. And they defended, they circled the wagons to defend him. What has changed? And where's the gay leadership, gay community, the militants out there protecting this young man? Now, he's made himself out to be the victims. I don't know. I'm suspicious of this. I'm thinking, I don't know. Maybe he released it or a friend released it, but either way, he gets fired, he gets canned. He might be facing criminal charges as a result of having gay sex in one of those Senate rooms, maybe facing criminal charges. Why? I thought you Democrats celebrated this up in Washington. Oh, I thought you guys defended this up in Washington. Well, maybe this kid wasn't powerful enough for that, to warrant that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.